Clinton's commencement address is a big deal for Carleton College and a strong boost for DFLers. But Carleton political science professor Stephen Scheer says the presidential visit isn't necessarily a part of a bigger political strategy.
The fact it's in Minnesota is probably a plus. I don't think that it was at the center of the decision. This was decided upon several months ago on a separate track from any political visits that are scheduled closer to the event.
In early May, Clinton visited St. Paul to praise the City Academy Charter School. Later that month, he appeared at a farm in Shakopee to promote normalized trade with China. Carleton's is one of the three commencement addresses Clinton makes each year, and it will probably be the last during his presidency. Scheer says Clinton's choice was partly fortuitous and partly because White House advisor Tom Friedman is a 1985 graduate of Carleton.
Carleton had to have alums in the right position in the White House staff in order to get this particular result, and fortunately we did, and we're very grateful.
Scheer says the speech will likely touch on a variety of broad themes, as is usual for presidents at such events. Of course, the Democrats won't waste the opportunity. Following the Carleton ceremony, the Democratic Party has scheduled fundraisers in Minneapolis, during which organizers will play up the young voter angle. Fans who share affection for the president and Twin Cities pop music icons Soul Asylum can drop $100 to see them all on stage at Minneapolis's hip Fine Line Music Cafe on First Avenue. MTV will be there. It's the type of event that appeals to a voter demographic unearthed by Jesse Ventura's campaign for governor. People like 23-year-old Natalie Peterson.
The first time I ever voted was in the gubernatorial race in 1998, and I kind of got interested in that initially because, oh, wow, you know, Jesse Ventura was running for governor. What's this all about? And after kind of reading up on that, I decided that Jesse really wasn't the candidate for me, and Skip Humphrey actually seemed to be more of a sensible choice.
Peterson, a third-year dentistry student at the University of Minnesota, says the Fine Line event is the first political fundraiser she's contributed to. Minnesota DFL Party Chairman Mike Erlinson says voters such as Peterson are what each candidate is fighting for.
In the 80s, we called them Reagan Democrats. In the 90s, we called them Clinton Republicans. And in 1998, I think we called them Democratic folks that voted for Jesse Ventura. And so, you know, it's important for all political parties and politicians to reach out to the people that are kind of in the middle, the people that are searching for an identity in politics, and that really look at the political person, sometimes more than the issues.
As for the Democrats' top candidate, Vice President Al Gore, polls have shown that he leads opponent George W. Bush in Minnesota, but by a margin thinner than one would expect in a predominantly Democratic state. Erlinson says Clinton's appearance here can only help Gore's chances.
I think that when you don't know who somebody is, it's easier to say, well, I know a lot about candidate Gore. I don't know much about George Bush, so it's not surprising that, you know, slightly less than 50% of the people right now are identifying with a George Bush type of person. Though, as we head into the summer and into the fall, people will have more of an identity of who George W. Bush is, or actually who probably George W. Bush isn't, and ultimately I think that margin in Minnesota will grow back.
Minnesotans may indeed learn more about Bush. State Republican Chair Rob Ebensteiner says he expects the Texas governor to visit Minnesota later this summer. He says the Bush campaign is showing more interest in Minnesota since their own polls show the candidates running dead even.
Where in the past, you know, they in their list of priorities, Minnesota wasn't very high. But based on these, on what they hear and what they're seeing, they will be making a call to Minnesota, will be coming up, and they and George W. will be campaigning in Minnesota.
Ebensteiner says Clinton's frequent visits are a sign Democrats know they're struggling in this state. Minnesota has not gone to a Republican presidential candidate since 1972. To some degree, the president's arrival promises to trump the news value of the state Republican convention in Rochester, where the party is endorsing Rod Grams for another term in the U.S. Senate. Republican leaders are dubious of Democrats' explanations that it's coincidence the two events are happening simultaneously. The relatively non-traditional Democratic fundraiser at the Fine Line is accompanied by another, pricier affair at the adjacent martini and cigar bar, Club Ashe. Party leaders say Clinton's appearance could bring in as much as $1 million for the DFL and the Democratic National Committee. Art Hughes, Minnesota Public Radio.